Good morning, everybody. Welcome to AES Distance Education Program. Dear students, here we are going to start a new chapter of accountancy, which is known as the theory base of accounting. Here today we'll see a module 1 of theory base of accounting. What are the different topics we are going to cover in this modules are, just move to the slide number 2, topics to be covered in this module: meaning and nature of accounting principle, feature of accounting principle, necessity of accounting principle, fundamental accounting assumptions and concepts, fundamental concept, that is going concern concept, consistency concept and accrual concepts. So we'll start with the meaning and nature of accounting principle. So just move to the slide number 3. Accounting principle, concept or conventions, commonly known as a generally accepted accounting principle or GAAPs, are the basic rule that defines the parameter or constraint within which accounting operates. These are the parameters within which we have to operate in our accounting. According to American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, principle of accounting are the general law or a rule adopted or proposed as a guide to action, a settled ground or a basis of conduct or practice. So it is a base, so it is a rule, it is a law, it is guide to action which is being adopted or proposed. So this exactly the principle accounting is. Then accounting concepts, what is that? Accounting concepts are the basic assumptions or fundamental propositions within which accounting operates. So it's just like as we seen in the beginning itself. So it's assumptions or propositions. And accounting conventions, then accounting conventions are outcome of accounting practices or principle being followed by the enterprises over a period of time. So whatever accounting practices we are following, whatever principles we are following, this is not suddenly or instantly comes. It's an outcome of experiences of people over a period of time. So whatever that experiences, whatever that outcome, that is known as a accounting convention. Then just move to the next slide, number 4, features of accounting principle. In that first one principle is there, the first one feature is there, accounting principles are man-made. So accounting principles are man-made and therefore they are best possible suggestion based on practical experiences. So it's a practical oriented, as I can say. So practical oriented, whatever the possible experiences people are derived from their practice, that they came into existence, that accounting principle. So they are recommended for use by all enterprises to ensure uniformity and understandability. So as it is outcome of practical experiences, it should be, and if we are they are recommended, so there will be uniformity as well as everybody can understand the accounting principle. This is what first one principle of accounting, first one feature of accounting principle. Then after, accounting principles are flexible. So accounting principles are not rigid, but it's a flexible. Not rigid, it means we can change. As we can say the next line, accounting principles are not permanent but change with the time. As and time comes, we can change also. Accounting principles are generally accepted. As already we studied, that is accounting principles commonly known as a generally accepted accounting principle, which usually depends on how it meets the 3 criteria. So they just meet these 3 criteria, then it's acceptable. How the relevance? They are relevant if they in their information that is useful to the accounting users of accounting information. It means suppose an investor is there, he is interested in accounting information. So that accounting information of particular company in which the investor is interested is relevant to it. So it's related to it. So that there should be relevance. At the same time, objective. They are objective. It means if they are not influenced by personal bias of the person preparing accounting information, then they are objective. So there should not be any personal bias. So in this way, the accounting principles are objective. Then after we can say feasible. They are feasible. But when feasible, if they can apply without undue complexity and cost. Without means without undue complexity means in the simply way and simply cost. If we are applying them, and then it's a feasible. Then after move to the next slide, slide number 5. If you can see slide number 5, that next one principle of accounting, next one topic, that is necessity of accounting principle. So accounting information is better if it is prepared following the set of accounting principle uniformly. It means if you are following accounting principle, which is generally accepted rule, then already we studied that we can get understandability and uniformity. So in the same way, it means the same accounting principle are followed by all entities, whether it's a sole proprietor, whether it's a partnership, any kind of entity. So all entities in preparing their final accounts, then accounting information is meaningful and useful for the user of accounting information if the accounting records and financial statement are prepared following generally accepted accounting principle. As we know, if we are following the principles which generally accepted rule, obviously there will be uniformity and understandability, so it will be goes smoothly. Then after the next one slide, if you can go through the next one slide, slide number 6, fundamental accounting assumptions or concept. There are so many accounting concepts are there, but here these are the fundamental. That is, first one is there, that is going concern concept. According to this concept, what they are saying, that see, this concept assumes that every business has a long and indefinite life. Every business means we cannot say like business can shut within 2 years or 1 year. No, we can assuming it can enjoy long and stable life. Since financial statement prepared on the basis of this concept, all fixed assets are shown in the books at their cost, ignoring their market value, because market value may changes, it may increase or decrease. That's why we are recording it at on the cost basis. Let's will see with an example. Suppose a machine purchase is expected to last 10 years. It means we are expecting indefinite life, or we can say it is say we are expecting long life of machine, that is 10 years. The cost of the machinery is spread on suitable basis over the next 10 years for ascertaining the profit and loss of each year. The total cost of machine is not treated as an expense in the year of purchase itself. Though we are saying we purchase machinery in one of year, but we are utilizing that machinery throughout the life of that machinery. So accordingly, we'll record at each and every year. This is what exactly going concern concept. Then next one concept or assumption fundamental accounting, that is consistency. The principle required that accounting practice, method, technique used by business unit should be consistent. It means it cannot be changed year after year. It should be consistently goes year after year. A business unit can adopt any accounting practice, but once a particular practice is chosen, it must be used for a number of years. We can take an example. Let's say, suppose two methods of charging depreciation, written down value method, straight line method, are equally acceptable. Either you can accept written down value or straight line. There is a separate chapter for this depreciation. There you can understand in a better way what is written down value method, what is straight line method. Both are equally acceptable. Under the assumptions, method once chosen and applied should be applied consistently year after year to make financial statement comparable. Means suppose if we adopted or if we applied straight line method in the beginning, then we have to apply year after year straight line method itself, so we can make it comparison in the financial statement. Then another important assumption or concept of accounting is accrual assumption. What exactly according to accrual assumption? Then accrual assumptions are is a transaction is recorded in the books of account at the time when it is entered into and not when the settlement takes place. Thus revenue is recognized when it is realized, that is when sale is complete or services are rendered. It is immaterial whether cash is received or not. Here also we can understand with an example. Suppose Mrs. RSM and company purchased a computer on 1st January 2019 amounting rupees 5 lakh. So they have to be paid on 15th April 2019. Okay, they purchased it on 1st January 2019 and to be paid on 15th April. Okay, means they purchase in January and they have to paid into that is they to be paid into 15th April. So we can say that is February, March, April, means after two and a half months. Since the asset has been acquired by enterprises has in the process incurred a liability to the extent of that amount on 1st January 2019, it must be recorded the transaction in books of account on 1st January 2019. Means though we purchase in January, but we are paying it on 15th April, but we have to record that on 1st January itself. The transaction on recording shall be reflects that enterprises own assets worth rupees 5 lakh and also owes an equal amount to money to the supplier. This is what example of accrual assumption. As and when we are purchasing, we have to record whether without considering the amount which is we are going to receive or not. So here these are the fundamental accounting convention or assumption or concept. Then there are so many accounting principles. In module number 2, we'll see the next principles of accounting. Till then, stay at home, be safe. Thank you very much.